This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The University of Kentucky Corn and Soybean Field Day will focus on crop and soil management and pest management this year. Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee says this year's field day will be in a different format.
We thought for the safety and health of everyone involved that we should move it inside. And as we're speaking, it's about 90 degrees and about 85% humidity. If that kind of weather continues, I think most everyone will be happy to do this field day virtually, where they can attend it in air conditioning instead of sitting in the hot sun on a bell of straw.
Dr. Lee says there will actually be two virtual field days.
July 21 will be our first field day, and that will go from 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time. And that one is mostly going to cover crop and soil management portions. And then on July 28, we'll have the second installment of our virtual field day, also from 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time. And that one is mostly going to be pest management-related issues.
He adds the July 21st field day will include some timely topics for this year.
Dr. Carrie Knott, we've got Monsi Salmer on. Monsi is a crop physiologist, and she really looks at growth development, and she's going to look at how delayed planting affects that. We've got a grad student, Dan Quinn. Dan's going to talk about cover crops and corn and how that affects nitrogen.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.